and mud and moss. That's what you make a wall with on the inside.
Yeah.
To finish your house. Mud, cattle hair, mud, and lime.
Mm-hmm.
That would make a nice finishing. There were three homes built like that over here. One was my grandmother's house. The throne in the kitchen was dirt. And her brother, Gerard Colette, and old man Abel House. That's how they used to take one. They didn't have a nail in that house.
Really?
No. You know, they used to drill a hole with a bit and put a wooden peg as the nail. Then after that square nail come out. Nail once upon a time never was round. It was a square nail. I'm sorry, I don't have one to show you. You seen one already, a square nail?
I think I've seen them, I don't know.
That's how it was then, square nail.
Yeah. Well, can you tell me about the first house you lived in?
That I lived in?
Yeah.
Yes. I remember we were living in a two-room house.
Two-room?
Two-room house. Five of us would sleep upstairs in the cotton pile.
In the cotton pile?
That's where we would keep our cotton.
Yeah.
We would sleep in a cotton pile upstairs. Okay. Mother and Dad and the other five would sleep downstairs. That's the first house I lived in. Two-room house.
Did it have a front,
porch? No, just two-room house.
So in other words, it was just one room with a room over it?
No, it was two rooms at the bottom and the stairs. Just like over here. One two-room and the loft. So we were sleeping in the loft.
I see.
They didn't have enough bed for all, we were sleeping in the cotton pile.
What was downstairs? You had a bedroom down?
My mother and dad had a bedroom and the other children had a day room.
There was just a day room and a bedroom. Okay. Alright. So, what about, did you have a fireplace?
Yes, we did have a fireplace. My mother used to cook in the fireplace.
Yeah.
All the food at that time was cooked in the fireplace. When you bake a biscuit, you put blaze to the bottom and put blaze on top of the cover.
Uh-huh.
That's how she would cook her blaze.
A blaze? What do you mean?
That's how she would cook her food.
Uh-huh. What she had?
She had a fireplace.
Uh-huh.
She would put blaze under that pot and on top to cook her bread.
Oh, I see. In other words, she'd put the bread in the fire?
Put the bread in the pot. Cover it, you know?
Yeah, and then put the pot in the fire.
Just sure when you were taught off. That gentleman called, that's all right.
Uh-huh.
He called, he got some waste fertilizer on the outside that had got damp. He put it in. If we want to come and pick it up.
Uh-huh.
You done that twice already this year. I was looking for him, but I don't see him. I'll see him after a while.
Well, can you tell me about how you cooked in the fireplace?
All right. We had a fireplace